Hey y'all, it's James and only James for another episode of Mostly Ramblin' Masked Rider! Oh yes, everyone. Like I said, my name is James, yet again, another Mostly Ramblin' Masked Rider. Now, quick thing up front. If you are hearing this in the normal, you know, last Thursday of the month slot, disregard the next thing I'm saying. Just be like, I guess this is James from the future now. No. This is just planning. So, Nicole's schedule has been very crazy. She recently got a job that she thought was going to be part-time, but then they're just like, full-time, baby. And now it's starting to go back into what would more resemble a part-time, but still 4 days a week. So she's trying to figure things out. She is unavailable, especially because her family is also in town. Did not know that until real recently. So I was like, oh, Nicole will be able to do an episode with our planned guest on Tuesday. That is out of the question now. And I thought, hey, guest will be available. It'll just be me and him. This is where it comes into play. Disregard this if you are hearing this a normal thing. Our guest hasn't responded back to me. Hopefully he does today or early tomorrow so we can record, or it'll just be a week. So now if this is in the first Thursday, please be aware of this. Next week and the following week will be a Mostly Speaking Sentai. It'll be with Nicole. It'll be all good. Yay, yay. Up top, swish. Also, hey, if you're in Indianapolis, come see us at Indie PopCon on April, what are the dates? I think April 26th, 27th, and 28th. We're going to be there. Nicole's tabling. I'm helping her. You could possibly meet Nicole's parents because they will be there too. You've heard them on this show making yuck yucks with me. Now make yuck yucks yourself with them. Ha ha! So that's the business up front. We are discussing another Masked Rider episode. Not discussing, we're watching along to it. This is episode 11, I believe. Yes, called Water, Water Everywhere. I looked, they start out with like a, hey, this on this episode, this is what will be happening. It seems like it's a pool episode, so my knowledge of swimming will be put to use. Okay, all right. I don't think there's any other business up top. If you need a podcast editor or music made or music edited, mixed, whatever, hit me up. If you're in the Chicago area and you're like, I need a place to record my stuff, hit me up. Okay? All right? Okay? Because I'm finally getting to that point where, you know, bills are being paid. It's good. But I need to keep that motion going forward. Or head over to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month you get exclusive content every single Friday. This Friday, the Citizens of Townsville Z with Steve Barnes, baby. And later in the month, we will be discussing 3 episodes of Austin Stories in honor of the new album, The Dragon and the Monster, with Howard Kramer, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, aka one of the 3 stars of MTV's Austin Stories. It aired in 1997 to 1998, one season, but it was a damn good season. A single cam sitcom before single cam sitcoms were even the norm, okay? Very good. Check that out. It's on YouTube. But also check out patreon.com/MLMpod, baby. A lot of great stuff happening there. Just got done with Critters Month. Critters, it's great. Check it out. Do you want to check out this episode? Probably not. People are like, I hate that Furbus guy. Furbus is kind of like a critter, just not monstrous in a villainous way. More monstrous in a scampish way. But I like a scamp, and I like monstrous, okay? And villainous. So let's get into this episode. Sorry about that. Okay. I will play. This is available on YouTube and archive.org. I have links in the description, or just message me if you need the links. So, are y'all queued up to 0000? I am. I'll count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play, and on play we play. All right, let's get it going. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Masked Rider. There was a little bit of a delay. I mean, it was playing. I should say they just had a lot of zero-ness. Haven't we seen this guy before? Oh no, it's a zombie episode. You're never gonna get it, dude. Just quit. Enjoys the hot dogs, the enemy that's not a hot dog, that's a corn dog. Find out on the adventures of we should be corning more things. Like, everything is corned. Why not just make a corned pizza? It's corn dogging a pizza. Why not corn dog? Oh, a hamburger? They have to corn. You know? You dip it in that corn batter, you fry it. Hamburger. A yo-yo? I'm kidding. Do not do that. Thinking about just touching that. But I guess, like, yeah, you could eat a... Oh, we'll corn dog a juice box, okay? I bet that freak Dex would like it. I think I've been calling him Dax a lot, but is... Dax! I think it's because in Furbus's accent, it comes out as Dax. Hey, Barbara! Dax! Yeah, I think that's why I thought it was Dax. Well, you know, you learn some, you lose some. What else can you corn dog, though? A can of beans? You probably don't want to corn dog beans. You want to know what? That might actually be good. Corn dog a chicken patty, you know? That's good. I guess any meat? I wonder if this is a Saban production. They're giggling all through the night. Dix, you're keeping us up till the early morning.
Good morning. Coming up next, more exciting action, adventure, comedy, more. Right after this commercial message.
You were watching all night again, weren't you?
Of course he was. You don't need to sleep till Brooklyn.
All night watching TV. That is true. Strictly speaking, however, we did not spend the entire evening watching broadcast television.
What did you do? Dang, they were drinking beer.
How could you? There must be 30 hours worth of tape there.
Well, you see, I can utilize my viewing time most efficiently by watching tapes at an increased rate of speed.
At an increased rate of speed?
I just read lips.
You can't read lips for cartoons. It's not, especially those kinds of cartoons. You can get kind of the sort of vowel sounds going. It'd just be like,
"Ruh-roh-rabbit, how are it?"
Like, that's what he would be communicating. Of course, that's "Ruh-roh-raggy." Maybe like, like, that would be Jinkies. It's a clue. Aw, dang. Wait, is this a Saturday or a Sunday? You don't go to the pool on a Sunday. Unless it's the summertime. Then any morning's a pool morning. Why do they keep all that stuff upstairs? They have a tool shed. Gummy, yummy, yummy. Did you know the Chiodos designed this, dude? I think I talked about that on Critters, not on this. But the Chiodos worked on this and Power Rangers, or Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
I've gotta go. Good.
Which, it's not their fault anything of this is bad. It's just the time constraints. It's, you know, the production schedule in general. Oh, money, go me. Dang, this fucker's traveling and doing some Hanna-Barbera sneaking. Beagle. So, my pool, I forget the name of it. It's not the John Ball Park Zoo, because that's a zoo. But I go swimming in one of those otter tanks, hang out with a sea otter. That'd be amazing. We would go pretty much every... it had to have been Saturday and Sunday. When my mom would work on the weekends, my dad, who did not, during the summer, would take us. And it was always a great time. He'd throw us up real high in the sky because it was always, like, it was part of, was it steel? I don't know what high school it was, but it was a high school that had a pool that was open to the public. So the school would use it during the week, and we would use it for, like, swim meets and just free swim during the weekend. And I think that's why, because I remember my dad being like, "I it's insane that this is still able to be used." Because you would, I think it was like a season pass was like $25. You'd get a key and a locker and then passes. It was pretty, it was cool. And we would go there all the time. And then once, that must have been where he found out about swim team. And then he's like, oh, you guys have to join a sport or you're grounded. What a wonderful way to get someone into recreational sports. Ground, like, give them an ultimatum. He was probably like, oh, you know, like, I ended up loving sports that way. But no, swimming sucks. You're exposed, especially as a doughy child. You're like, oh, I'm fat. I don't feel comfortable around here. Even if you're a moderately good swimmer, which I was, I got some first place ribbons somewhere in the apartment. I gotta sell those, you know, for this new, like, cottage core bullshit. People saying, oh, yeah, man, I'm really into retro stuff. Yeah, I'll give you my 11th place ribbon, because I got some of those too. Probably in backstroke. I was terrified of backstroke, but see, these fuckers are corn dogging thing. Corny, yummy, yummy. But yeah, that's there was also an outdoor. I think maybe that's why it felt dead, because we would use the indoor pool, but the outdoor pool was used so often. However, I hated that outdoor pool, because since so many people used it and it was a smaller pool, there was so much hair in it, and it sorry that I just get like that was a real gag. Thinking of strangers' hair on me, let's stop this. Stop it. I don't think that pool was cleaned as frequently, or the filter wasn't as good. It's just the outdoor. I also don't like being outdoors during things that could be done indoors. Oh, dang. Hell yeah. Oh, man, that ruins your ears. Oh, Dax, you're so funny. Dax, I'm eating corn dogs. See, you can't be doing that at the pool. But this is a giant-ass outdoor pool. 16! Damn, those aren't corn dogs. Those are just dog dogs. I ate 5 of those this morning, baby.
Great.
Where is it?
What do you mean? I put it. Okay, it'll be just a few more minutes.
All right, bitch. No, stay there. Clearly someone's stealing. Boy, boom. Clearly someone's stealing food.
17.
Why would you make 17 before making 16? That, like, remaking it.
I'm 17.
I'm 17.
You don't look 17 to me. Junk food you eat. Sir, the only food that I eat to which you can accurately assign the adjective junk is that which I purchased from your establishment.
Oh, dang. This dude loves getting technical.
I don't care to argue with you. Now hand over...
Your food is junk, man.
Hey, somebody's stealing my orders.
It's him. Accuse. J'accuse. Ooh.
Get over here at once.
Today, upon recording, we're going downtown, hanging out with Nicole's family. Her brother's in town. Stepbrother. It's not my big old brother in common law. Joshua Jakis.
The earthlings will never know what hit them.
So we'll be with them. We're going to the AMC arcade. Try to stalk us. Guess what? This might be released in 3 weeks. It might be released in 3 days. Technically, 2. I also need to go to the library today. The library, I place holds on things, and they just sit. I'm like, when is this getting to me? And not even in transit. I understand that stuff. Because I found out the books have to, even if it is in the, so there's a place 2 miles away from us and there's a place half a mile away from us, a library. And if one of the, if it's the, the, I just, if it's available at the one half a mile away from me, I don't even place it on hold. I just go and get it. But if it's the place 2 miles away from me, it's not like they pack up the stuff that's going to this library and then bring it. They bring it downtown, which is like 5-6, maybe it's probably like 7 miles away downtown, that library. And then from there, they bring this goes to this one specific library, load it up, bring it there. So you have to wait a little bit longer. Oh, look at Patsy and nerd ass.
Your bathing suit, it's so retro. About 3 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Quiet Herbie.
Quiet Herbie, fully bloated.
Need an original.
What's this say? Bargain swimsuits. Every time. What, Patsy, just be. You can still be fashionable and be thrifty.
Bonito's very exclusive.
Because this has happened so frequently to you.
In that case, perhaps bargain swimsuits will sell you one of theirs.
Except maybe that perfume he drank,
like it says,
that might have been expensive. She's like, oh, I bought the. Oh my god. Oh, whoa, this is Herbie's fault. No, it's only your own. Oh, he pissed himself. He pissed himself so hard his shorts fell off. Been there. I'm about to understand of this recreation.
In a mere matter of minutes.
In a mere splatter of sinnings. Let's try and find that place I was. That, you know what I'm trying to say. You probably don't actually.
We have a little surprise waiting for you. Meet Firebug. He can start a raging inferno anytime, anywhere.
Master Rider will show up.
All right, I'm looking for schools in Wyoming, Michigan, and maybe it was just the Wyoming High School. Let's see.
Master Rider. Very soon, the Earthlings will be my slaves. And the power of the Master Rider shall be mine.
I don't know.
It's a flipping across wheels.
Look for an envelope with my picture on it.
Look for an envelope. Say. Schools, Wyoming, Michigan, pools.
And remember, Dex, because of your slight advantage, we get a 5-second head start.
Oh, I understand.
No, now it's just showing me pools in the area. Like pools that teach. Like, hey, it's Little Swimmers Minnow School. And it's just a place you go that has a pool that teaches you. So, yeah, I guess I could ask my sister. I don't know. She'd be awake right now. This dude's blitzkrieging. See, that's me and my brother trying to swim freestyle, but Dex is my sister swimming freestyle. I won!
Maybe coming here wasn't such a great idea.
It's fine.
How did you do that?
Dex, you're amazing!
I knew it.
Knew what? What'd you know? Oh, but he's been eating the stuff, so that's why he's so fast. He's like, he has so much energy. He must be stealing the food. Zombies. I have a retro bathing suit. It's a Perry the Platypus one. Technically, it's not 20 years old yet, so it can't be retro. Dang it, you're right, Redditors. We're big on Reddit. People hate us there. I should start posting on Reddit in just the Tokusatsu Reddit now that we're doing just Spider-Man stuff. I'll post the last episode with Walloping Web Spiders, Walloping Web Snappers. How'd you guys like that episode? I loved it. Did you?
I need both of you right away.
Yeah! I don't know if I'm really making the yuck yucks. I'm really just telling life stories. Like once I had a car that turned into a bug, spider, ant, insectoid. It was pretty cool. It broke down constantly because it needed so much sugar to survive. Like sugar seems like you'd be able to get it easy, but it's not. for something that big.
Are you gonna sing karaoke for him,
Magno? Yeah! Of course it is. He big boy supreme when it comes to villainy. I'm kidding, he sucks.
You can handle it, can't you?
Save it for later.
Anything can handle it, babe.
Come on, Magno, let's go.
Yeah!
Engage computer, Magno. Try to pinpoint the source of the mist.
Yeah!
It's coming from the old water plant across town.
Good work. Now we need to analyze the mist itself.
Its main ingredient is a trance-inducing chemical of Edenoid origin.
Dragon.
Of course, duh.
Chemical work, Magno.
The United States of America doesn't have green gas yet, okay?
Human population would become permanent in approximately 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Yeah! Look at how he swiped like that. Oh man, I forgot on Thursday, I get to ding-dang go to work. And Saturday? I love working at that comic book store.
I can't believe Dragon would leave this place unprotected.
I found a bunch of holographic covers because the owner wants to display on, like, above all of our back issues. He wants more holographic shiny stuff because it catches the eye. So I was like, well, I already know one thing that I can well is all the Villains Month stuff from DC during New 52, where it was like 23.1, 23.2, etc. So I found maybe 50 copies of those, and I'm just putting them in a box, being a good time. So Thursday, after I organize a bunch of shit on the shelves, I'm going to be going downstairs and just finding as much holographic as I can. Yeah! Like, I'll look for, or just gimmick covers in general, because people are really into those. And that's some stuff that people come in and will ask for, like, oh, do you guys have any? And if I go, yeah, we have an entire box back here, they'll say, oh my goodness! Damn, only at 500 degrees? What explodes at 500 degrees?
Maybe I smoked too soon.
Maybe I smoked too soon. All right, I'm looking up what explodes. Largest artifactual non-nuclear explosions. No, nothing really is showing this. Or maybe like marbles do. Someone might be saying that. An air fryer exploded maybe at five. No, nothing explodes at 500 degrees. Maybe a firework. How hot is fire? Hold on, let's check that.
You're about to flame out, firebug. Ectoray, activate.
How hot is fire? 600 to 800 degrees Celsius. So it needs to be 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Hold on. The science is bad here. What happens if you put fireworks in the oven? He can cause the explosive compounds inside to react unpredictably, leading to an uncontrolled explosion. But at what temperature? All right, someone asked, what would happen if I heat firecrackers on a stove? How long would it take?
Mask Rider, deactivate.
The fuses would catch fire probably before the paper is charred. Wow, okay. All right then.
I hope I'm not too late.
I'll test this theory, okay? I'll do it on a stream. I'll say, handled by professionals. Oh, dang, he's blowing like he did with the inner tube thing. This was a callback. They set up that ability earlier, and then they used it to do this. He's just leaving his bicycle out there. Right? That was in the background. His motorbike.
What do you say we pack up and go home?
You got it, Dex. That pool cleared out quick. That is a giant-ass pool. Well, there's all my stuff. Gee willikers. Money Gomo.
Oh, so it's you.
I beg your pardon.
I beg your shartin'.
You'll be begging the mercy of the court when I call the cops on you.
I don't eat candy.
Oh, sure.
I don't eat candy. Belching like a kid who doesn't know how to belch.
Will Dex teach Molly and Albie his secret to clear ears?
No.
Will Purvis get a job passing out towels at the pool?
Probably.
Will Magno ever run out of gas?
Yeah.
Will the Stewarts ever have a garage sale and get rid of some of their junk?
That's not junk, bitch.
Will Ernie ever learn how to dive?
He doesn't need to.
All this and more on the next adventure of Masked Rider.
Woo! And there we have it, guys. That's Masked Rider. Were you having a blast, having a laugh? Did you learn about my past? Oh, and will Herbie ever get gassed? Huh? Gassed up, that is. Oh, Herbie, you can do this. Your value isn't valued via Patsy, okay? All right. What can I tell you guys about? I'm reading Batgirl. I thought the New 52 was volumes 1-4 with Gail Simone, ends with Wanted, and then it starts with her Burnside stuff. But no, I was reading the Burnside stuff, and I'm like, this seems like they did a big jump. Then I look at my list of all the stuff I need to read in New 52. And I'm like, nope, yeah, I missed one. Luckily, I put it on hold, came right to me. And Batman Incorporated's finally coming to me. Oh, I'm so excited for that. Because like a serious thing happens in Incorporated. And then in the other series, that you see how that is rectified. I'm reading it not in like volume ones at one time, volume twos at one time. I'm going through all of Batman, every single one, then all of Nightwing, every single one, etc. So I'm getting the full story when I go back and like I read each person's story. But there's a serious spoiler if you don't want to know. I get he comes back, so it's not that big. So, skip forward a little bit. Damian dies in Batman Incorporated, and all of a sudden, like, Batman's pissed in one of these comics and just is not doing well. I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on? And then it, like, you see, like, an R and, like, all of this, like, stuff, and I'm like, oh, wait, what's going on? And then in the Nightwing one, oh, my God. Ugh. Nightwing has the Nightwing's life just gets ruined after Joker comes back with Death of the Family. And it's crazy. Death of the Family happens, and then Damian dies, like, shortly after. It's very weird. So it's like a Robin dying in Death in the Family, and then another Robin dying in Death of the Family, pretty much. So, not in it. It's just a little bit later, but Dick is doing poorly. And I think Dick and Damian make the best Batman and Robin team. Just like read anything that involves them as Batman and Robin and you'll see why. Because it's two brothers who were raised wildly different. One by the father and one by like technically like one's not mother. But think of it as one is raised by the father, one is raised by the mother. Then meet together and there's maybe like a 15-year age difference, something like that. So it's pretty extreme. So that's wild. Also, that doesn't really make sense when you think of, because Batman's hasn't been Batman that long in the New 52. That it doesn't matter. We're now thinking of it with continuity beforehand. But Dick is going through and telling everyone he's fine. He's fine. All these people have died by him. He lost this carnival that he grew up with that was bequeathed to him when the former owner died. And just all everything's going to shit. He's telling everyone, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. And in the background, you see Damien always, or Robin, like if Nightwing's like breaking people up, and he almost like beats the, like truly almost murders someone with just by punching him to death. And Damien like grabs his hand and he's like, hey man, we need to talk. Like, and Dick's like, hey, I'm doing fine. And he's like, I know you're not, because one, you always say that, and I've been around, like I've been seeing you. Like, and they have this like very nice brother conversation that ends with, hey, we should do this more. Like, we're brothers. Like, this is what's going on. And he says, hey, like, there's this new video game, such and such. I hear it's very good. We should, like, get it and have a great time. And Dick's like, awesome, I'll order that tonight. And then in a few issues, like, post-Damien dying, it ends with Dick going back home. And he's like, I just need a break. I need to just not go outside for a few days. And then he gets a buzz on his door. He opens it up. It's a package. And he opens it up. And it's that video game. And he just, like, loses it. And it's so sad. And, hey, Kyle Higgins, if you're listening to this, you know him from Power Rangers comics and Radiant Black, I believe. Fuck, man. That shit rules. He wrote that. It's so good. Ugh, and so sad. Boy, oh boy. I love Batman comics. They're real good. But I'm excited to get done with New 52 because I just want to go back to, I'm only focusing on Batman. It's not all his other adventures. But in reading all of these, I'm getting a lot out of it. And when Nicole and I go to Indie Pop on April 20-something, 26, 27, 28, I'm going to bring a buttload of trades to read. I'm hoping to get done with, if at home I can get done with one a day, you know, on the travel there, the travel back, that's probably going to be one each, and then maybe two each day. So, I don't know, I'm looking at 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 trades in one day. I'll figure it out. I'll get to going. I'm also reading other Sean Murphy stuff. I like his work. I love his artwork. I'm very excited to read his new Mask of Zorro series coming out. We get like one in per issue at Chicago Comics. Oh, you better believe it's on Clark off from Belmont. So I'm not buying single issues. I also don't like buying single issues anymore. Give me a trade. That's how I'm going to read it. Bada bing. And if I want to unload it, it's so much easier to be like, hey, this trade that normally sells for like $17 to $30, whatever, if it's a hardcover, just throw it up on eBay or something for $9. Someone's going to buy it real quick. But single issues, someone might already have that single. Like, if I sell a lot, someone's like, well, I only need one of these out of that lot. They're not going to get it. But people who look for trades, bada bing, undercut the market, get it out quickly. That's what I like doing. So when that becomes a trade, I'll get that. I read it was him and Scott Snyder. Holy shit. Two monsters in Batman industry now. They did this thing called The Wake, and boy, oh boy, that fucking rules. I don't know if I might have talked about that on the last episode of this, but check that out. I'm loving comic books, guys. It's a visual literature medium that is real dense, especially that Batgirl Burnside stuff. That shit, that's a wall of text each page. I'm not complaining about it. I would say it is second up between, it goes that at second place than any Kevin Smith, Jay and Silent Bob comics. Those are literal. It'll be a one page panel and it has a drawing of Jay and Silent Bob on one side of the page and then just a text on the other side. Man, I like that stuff. I have all of those. I need to read through I've maybe read most of them, but not all of them. Jay and Silent Bob comics, two thumbs up. I would recommend those if you're into the View Askew-averse. And it's Batman stuff. People dog on it, but I loved it. The Widening Gray, I think is what it was called. Geyer, whatever. That one was really good. I wish it had gone further. The artwork was really good. And the, like, Catastrophe or whatever it was beforehand. That shit was dope too.
Oh, and Batman says he shit himself when that explosion went off in year one.
Fine. I would too. You probably would too. I guess he had all that training to like be, he should have said like, this would have been better. Afterwards, he threw up. Because then that's nerves and you're like, holy shit, I did this, like, and it worked and I didn't die. Then you throw up. Yeah, throwing up's better than shitting yourself. Yeah, there should have been a sequel to that series. Come on, guys. And there needs to be more Ragman out there. But speaking of Ragman, I'm finna brag, man, of all the podcasts that I do. Please, where you're listening to this, I'm in plugs now. Go over and just search Marshland Media Podcast. That's four words, Marshland Media Podcast. That will bring you to the feed that has Shuffling the Deck, the definitive introductory ICP playlist podcast that Sean and I did a couple years ago, and what we're currently doing, Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling, where we're going through of all of Lucha Underground. We're getting almost done with season two of that show, so it's very funny. A lot of the lore that I reference in all the other shows comes from that podcast, so check that out. And in that same feed, Death to Squids, Jose and I, it's no longer a Trancers podcast. We're done with Trancers. It's now just a science fiction action podcast where it's just action movies that have any bit of science fiction to them. We're doing Cyborg right now. I think after that series, we are going to do the Starship Trooper movies. And I know Jose wants to do Tremors. So we'll figure it out. We'll be doing the shit hard. So please listen to that. Listen to Sweet Child of Time with Steve Barnes and I. Season 3 of Wheel of Time should be coming out soonish. So check that. If you want to hear me talk analytically and actually critique film and be intelligent, listen to that show. But again, I cannot stress this enough. Do not tell any of the co-hosts that I can be like that, okay? All right? I'm that way because that is what the show wanted. That's what Steve wants. And Steve edits those episodes. Actually, I think I might be editing them now. So I might go a little more goofball with it. Except he wants, but I'd be getting paid for it. So I don't know. Maybe I'll go longer. Yeah, I'll go longer. Really milk Steve for all he's worth. Milk and cheese Steve for all he's worth. He sent me those comics. That's why I referenced milk and cheese. Also, listen to Now on Hiatus, Formulaic, a podcast in script writing. R2 was way too busy. Oh, and realistically, yeah, it's a very demanding show, Formulaic. You have to watch a bunch of episodes of a TV show to find out the formula, be educated about it, and then write a script each month. So what will probably happen in the future is I will start getting guests to come on to help me write the script of a show that they are very familiar with. Then I will just write it on my own, and then we'll do a table read. Except table reads are going to be real hard now because I don't have a Zoom account. I'd have to be like, you need to be able to record your own audio and it needs to be decent, okay? We can't have any mishaps. I'll be very upset if you have a mishap. Or just like do in-person table reads. I know enough Chicago friends to do that. So yeah, check that out. Check out This Movie's Gay still on hiatus. Check out The Height of Horror still on hiatus. So yeah, check those out. But Sweaty Time, Death to Squids, and, oh baby, every single Friday we're still hitting you real hard over on patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month you get exclusive content every single Friday. But if you're a $10 patron, you get all that weekly stuff, and on top of it, you get monthly bonus exclusive content in the form of Straight to Patreon. I went over to Joe and Jose's place, and we watched Beaster Day, Here Comes Peter Cottonhell, and boy oh boy, one! It's a fantastic movie in my eyes. It's very trashy, but it's the perfect kind of campy trashy that you want. And you will hear stories I have never, ever told on any other podcast because I shouldn't be saying those in front of a paywall. So yeah, on that, I tell some stories of like my middle school days. Please, at least I don't think I've ever told these on any shows. So yeah, check that out. And Also, you get shout-outs on every single free podcast, so let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., the Waz, Orion, Jordan B., the Chaos Witch, my Bickle brother in common-law, Joshua, Jacus, Steve Barnes, a sweet child of time, and Introvoid, listen to his music, my mother, Lil Corey's BFF, and now former roommate, Shane, that fed, twitch.tv/CoreWinning, it's Corwin, and from the formulaic podcast and script writing, as well as The Rom Complex, which I'm still editing every week. We're still collaborating, Shelby and I. It is twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. And I've been James. Thanks for watching. Toodaloos. Bye.
Bye-bye,
I should say.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/MLMpod and sign up today.
Oh, yeah.